Yeah.
You know, I don't think I could work at a station where they play beautiful music. Good afternoon. That's 101 strings.
I don't see that working.
I just couldn't do it, no, man.
Agreed.
Some dude screaming, man.
It needs to be loud.
Yeah.
Yes, agreed. Yes, yeah. I don't think either of us can do
that.
It is...
You love your louds.
I do. I do love my louds. Talking about movies, that was a thing that I like movies to be loud. Why not?
Got to have an explosion or 50.
I want my seat to shake.
Yeah,
that's
sense around.
The best.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's talk about today's show. Give me five. We were thinking...
Maybe today.
Maybe something about weed.
You know what's funny is I saw that Marcy stole our thunder. On her boot camp, she actually did a bunch of the weed songs today already, so... That's okay.
I think nobody's
going to remember, man. I don't remember hearing this. I think I heard it once.
That's different. People listen at noon.
That's true.
Then at 5.
Yeah, less stoned people listen at noon.
Stoners are dumb on
Excuse
the show
me?
Today.
Excuse me, sir?
People are dumb. Stoners
step
are
outside,
dumb.
Sir? By the way, I think about that same time we're going to do this. We have LA Kings tickets.
Oh, yes, we do.
Which is very cool. It's game 3 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and those tickets are available. Are they actually still available at lakings.com/playoffs lucky enough? But it's tomorrow at crypto.com arena, and we've got a pair of tickets to that. Sometime between 5 and 6.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
One American dollar.
Oh, sweet.
And the KLOS name game.
Yeah. It's only, what's it at? Only $9,400?
$9,400.
You know what? I think that's more than a lot of these movies made at the box office.
That's possible.
Because
it's very possible.
Dog movies.
So that's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So I saw that today, you know, it's 4:20, man, but tomorrow is surprise drug test day at your place of business.
I hope not.
That would be the time to do it, wouldn't it? Oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud. That was a terrible thing to say out loud.
What are you, a narc?
Don't listen to
you.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, man. The man.
You know how people come up with great ideas and everybody else goes, yeah, that's a great idea. And then they do it. And then people complain and you go, oh, yeah, I don't know how that was ever a great idea.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
This is the story of a middle school whipped cream licking contest.
Oh, no.
Middle school.
That's going to be a disaster.
That's not great.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Let's hear it.
Some are calling it disgusting. Others say this was just for fun and laughter.
A video taken during an assembly at Desert Hills Middle School in Kennewick has launched a district-wide investigation. Tonight, in a letter, the superintendent calls the video highly concerning.
The video, shared to Facebook, has gained hundreds of comments and thousands of views. A game during a school assembly shows staff and students on either sides of a plastic surface licking off whipped cream.
All right, so it's like a see-through plexiglass.
Right.
And they just put like a strip of
whipped cream
on it.
On either side?
The student licks on the other side from the teacher.
No.
Yeah, it just seems like a terrible idea.
Well, and first of all, they're taller too, aren't they? So what are they sitting on chairs, the teacher? What the hell is this?
I don't know how this happens.
What the hell is this?
I don't know how somebody didn't stand up and go,
nightmare.
Hey,
no.
Middle school whipped cream licking. Maybe not.
Wow.
Some commenters calling it, quote, sick and perverted, or shocking and disgusting. One person saying the school needs to fire anyone who was involved.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's a little, I guess. Maybe whoever came up with it.
Anyone who saw it.
Anyone who's heard about it, you're fired, even if you don't work at the school because you just heard about it.
Others said the game was just for jokes and laughter.
I mean, sure, but it's a stupid game.
Yeah, it's not smart.
It's just gross.
Like, why take the chance?
Yeah, why? I mean, what exactly is the fun in that? What happened to dodgeball?
Another commenter saying people are just looking for reasons to get mad at schools and teachers.
Wow.
A student who wished to remain anonymous told CapKVU a week prior to this assembly, students were told to put their name in a bucket to be chosen for an unknown activity. If not enough students entered, ASB students were told they would have to participate in the game.
That's what is ASB? What does that
Probably
mean?
Student body? I don't know.
You have to participate.
It's so funny that they had people sign up blindly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what I'm signing up for. What do you want me to sign up for?
There was a game, and I don't know why. I went to a couple different schools, and they loved to do this, and I always hated it. They would make you all sit around together and take your shoes off and throw them into a big pile, and then you had to go find your shoes.
What?
All the kids at once. Trying to find their shoes.
Did you have to race?
Yeah, basically.
What?
And I'm like, why is this fun? First of all, stinky feet. Secondly,
what's happening?
Those are my shoes, you little.
You mentioned dodgeball.
Yeah, we were go back to dodgeball.
We were playing dodgeball in like eighth grade, yeah. And I got kicked out for the day because my teacher was this old lady.
All right, Jay.
And she looked kind of crotchety, and she had a little snot rag, we'd called underneath her sleeve.
Oh,
and she
right. would blow her nose, put it back under. I remember those, right.
And it was, somebody threw the ball, and she landed on it perfectly. So that she was standing on the ball.
What?
For 1 second.
Wow.
And then flipped.
Wow.
And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Sure.
And me and this girl, Elaine, could not stop laughing.
Well, you got in trouble for laughing?
The more you laugh. And then she's like, all right, listen, stop laughing.
Yeah, dude, this makes me laugh more. Oh, you tell me not to laugh?
That's what happened. Yes.
I thought you were going to say you hit her in the face with a dodgeball.
No, no.
So she's laughing and she's mad.
Hilarious.
Yeah, of course it was. She landed on her wallet. She must have.
It was pretty sweet. I got to be honest. It was worth it.
Absolutely.
Worth it. Love that song.
A lot of good stuff on that Diamond Star Halos album from Def Leppard. Nice album. Well done, gentlemen.
Yeah, it sounds, it's new, but it sounds like it fits Def Leppard perfectly.
Yeah, it's definitely their sound, that's for sure. Hey, by the way, we got tickets to LA Kings taking on the Edmonton Oilers. It's game 3 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You must be losing your mind.
I am losing my mind.
Kings are doing pretty damn well.
Yes.
And those tickets are available right now at lakings.com/playoffs, and a game is tomorrow at crypto.com arena. But we got a pair of tickets. Sometime between 5 and 6 will be your chance to win.
All right.
Speaking
of winning.
Sweet. Was it just yesterday I won on the companies, which I couldn't believe I did so well?
It was the best companies.
I have been celebrating with that dollar. I've been partying with it. I've bought so much stuff with that dollar.
I feel like this is going to be too easy for you. Like you're going to run through this one just like you did that one.
You mean I'm going to get another dollar?
I think.
Another day of partying?
It does feel that way.
Sweet. What's the subject?
It is 420. So the subject is top 10 weed movies.
Cool,
which
man.
I assume that you'll get all of, so I'm going to play this now. Just because it's not going to get any use during the game.
Well, I hope so. You know, you never know. You think it's something you know.
This is from Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, that's very reliable.
So,
that's
I don't know.
That's theoretically pretty reliable.
I would think so.
I mean, how do you not say Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke? That's the classic weed film. Yes.
Correct. Number 8.
I'm going to go with Dazed and Confused, one of my favorite movies. I saw it so high the first time.
You're saying Dazed and Confused.
Sitting outside in the parking lot, smoking out. Yeah,
that's
man.
Number one. That's number one on the list.
That is so, they nailed it, man. That is 1976. That is exactly what it looked like. Oh, that's a pretty sound. That's to someone congratulating me on my upcoming win.
I'll get that.
Weed movies. Thank you.
Sorry.
Friday should be on the list.
Friday, you're saying?
Yeah.
Should be on the list.
Friday should be on the list. Mm. Oh, what are you, crazy?
Yeah, no, that was a mistake.
Oh.
That was on there. Sorry, that was my bad. Friday's on there, so nice. You're 3 for 3.
Pineapple Express. That was a good weed film.
You're saying Pineapple Express?
Yes, sir. Whoa, yeah, woo!
4 guesses to get 4 right.
Wait, I've got more. Reefer Madness. That's Big Lebowski, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Harold and Kumar, and Go to White Castle.
Now you're just showing off. So the top 10 from Entertainment Weekly, number 10 is Super Troopers.
Super Troopers, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 9 is Knocked Up.
Okay. I don't know that movie. Wow, I'm glad I didn't have to get more. I don't know Knocked Up.
Really?
Yeah.
Seth Rogen, I think.
Oh, really? I love Seth Rogen.
Up in Smoke, number 8.
Sure.
7, Half Baked.
Sure.
6, Friday.
Yeah.
5, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
4. Bye, Felicia.
How
High, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
3, Pineapple Express.
Mm-hmm.
2, The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 is Dazed and Confused.
Well nicely done, Entertainment Weekly.
Look
at
you.
I'm proud of you guys, man.
Bye.
I always forget that you're over there doing that every time. It's like I have a couple songs I have to talk back to.
I was doing it for 30 seconds.
Yep.
And I didn't notice.
Well, we're sitting here talking to ourselves. That's kind of what we do all the time.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's 420.
Yeah, man. So coming up at 5 o'clock, give me 5, your 5 favorite songs about Mary Jane, man. So
but right now in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to take your calls on You Were High at the Wrong Time.
Ooh.
We did this once before, I think. And
yeah,
it was like you were high at a funeral. You were high at a wedding.
Funeral. Speaking of, one of my all-time favorite movies, the British version of Death at a Funeral. Alan Tudyk, who doesn't know he's taking this massive, drugs. and right. is just sitting there wasted out of his mind, ends up being naked on the rooftop during the funeral. His performance in that is so brilliant. And
what's the name of it?
Death at a Funeral.
Oh,
and the
wow.
British version is hilarious. He has no idea why he's high until he finds out, and he's like, oh, this should only last about 12 hours, dude.
I didn't understand the milligrams and how strong it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a while ago.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about weed here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Edibles.
Right.
So I had not been sleeping at all, so I thought, oh, you know what? I need to get some edibles so I can just take it. I need a nap today.
Sure, yeah.
So it was about noon.
Right.
And I took the whole thing.
Okay. How much? The whole thing? Like what?
Well, it turned out to be 100 milligrams.
Woo!
I didn't know what that meant at the time.
Damn, girl.
And I took a nap, and I got up.
Yeah, you did. You got what, 2 days later, 3 days later?
No, I got up that night.
Oh, well, that's good.
And said goodnight to my kids.
Mm-hmm. Hey, goodnight, man.
Went back to bed.
Uh-huh.
Got up the next morning, still high. And my partner, my former partner, Bean, was out that day. So,
oh, so you were on your own on the air?
So we were doing Woo. A breakfast with.
Oh, no.
A breakfast, a live breakfast
public
with.
Parents, too.
And
damn.
Ralph helped me. Ralph Garman helped me.
Did he know you were high?
I don't. I assume he always thought that.
Because, right.
Just because that's the way I come across.
100 mg when you're not used to it, and this is something you weren't expecting. That's a fair amount.
I don't remember a second of that day.
Oh, man.
Not even a second.
No, really.
And I've listened back to it, and I'm still like, I don't.
It's really going kind of slow.
No, I didn't.
Don't you think, guys?
Thank God I didn't talk like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was firmly high.
Hmm.
And I remember.
Wow.
I remember just thinking, I need to learn to time this better because right. this is not ideal.
Did it just seem like it was going on forever?
Of course.
It's like,
I was like, I took it yesterday at noon. What's going on?
This song that's 3 minutes long has been on the air for 4 years.
Yep. That's what it was like. And I'm trying to interview a band on a live setting.
So
it wasn't great.
Remember that time you guys played that? That was cool, man.
It wasn't great. So you were high at the wrong time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's edibles, maybe whatever.
You just weren't used
However
to it yet.
However it happened, you weren't used to it yet. Right.
Someone like put a little extra in there for you?
Sure. First day of work.
First day at work.
Any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Driving, as long as it's not tragic.
Yeah, yeah, we don't hear any tragedies. Yeah.
We don't want death talk, if you don't mind.
I don't know if you've noticed, but everything out there blows, so let's not talk about tragedies.
But we do want to talk about you were high at the wrong time.
The wrong, worst possible time.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. It's 420, so we're
It's 420 on 420, man! Woo!
I'll see you later. I'll be right back.
So we're asking you, you were high at the wrong time?
Yep, I was. I remember getting really super high on a Sunday morning after a long night of partying. I just wanted to recover. And I forgot that it was my cousin's baptism.
Oh, no.
I got so high, and we went to church. Didn't realize, you know, that it was the same day. And I remember just staring at him going underwater thinking, you know, what if he drowned?
What are they doing to him, man? That's not cool.
I know. But that definitely was a memory that I'll never forget.
The ladies dressed in their nice clothes knew that you were...
He's a terrible man. That guy's high.
Right.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
take care.
Bye.
818-955-KLOS.
You were high at the wrong time.
The guys from Orange County who call themselves Rival Sons is who that is. That's Bird in the Hand. And those guys are going to break in the brand new KLOS live stage.
Love it.
We've got this new live stage we're setting up at La Brea, basically, in Pico. And we're going to invite bands to come down and play whenever they want. Hang out with Matt Pinfield. Have you in the audience. And then chat with you as well and play some music. If you want to go to the very first one, it's going to be happening Wednesday, May 3rd. 1 p.m. And if you want to listen to them play a little acoustic set, then here's what you got to do. You got to send us your first and last name and your cell number so we can get a hold of you to rivalsons@955klos.com. rivalsons@955klos.com. It's May 3rd at 1 p.m. and want to invite a bunch of people down.
We are talking about getting high, of course, because it's 420.
Yeah, man.
But you're getting high at the wrong time. That happened to you?
So I got into the wrong batch of cookies.
So you didn't even know.
Oh, yeah. No, my husband's friend had brought over some cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And me being naive, I guess it was about 13 years ago. And I took about two or three. And a couple of hours later, I was driving on the 10 freeway to go to my friend's house, and I'm like, why are these cars just passing me by, and I feel like I'm not going nowhere? And by the time I got to her house, I get out of the car, and I felt like I had some moon shoes on. I was like, what is this? And I felt like her driveway to get to the front door was like miles long, and I got there, and the door, it was like, oh, my God. And I said, something's wrong with me. And she said, what's wrong? And I said, I'm dying. And she called my husband, and she said, hey, something's wrong with her. And he said, oh, my God, she got into the cookies. I sat there for hours. She took care of me for hours.
It was only 20 minutes, really, but yeah.
I felt like I was there forever.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The only thing that I remember was having a humongous bowl of Fruit Loops after that. That was it. I was like, oh, my God.
You gotta have your Fruit Loops. Yep.
You know, that is the cure right there. That's actually what brings you back down.
Yeah.
That's why you crave it. That's awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You were high at the wrong time.
Happy 420, man.
Talking about you were high at the wrong time. You have a story?
I was going to pick up my girlfriend at the airport, and I had never tried Viagra before, but I thought this would be a good time. And I wasn't aware that there are side effects.
I wasn't either.
It turns out.
Really?
Yeah. So it turns out there are side effects. One of them being your face might turn purple.
What?
Whoa. Okay.
My girlfriend was a DEA agent at the time.
What? And
wow.
No one wants to tell their girlfriend first off that they're on Viagra.
No.
She looked at me. She was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing. I'm just, my face is purple and there's water kind of dripping out of my eyes.
She's like, I know what's going on, man. I don't know what it is, but I know what's going on.
You see, no, I think I managed to get some wine in her. It was like noon. I was like, we should have some wine, you know, and get in bed or something.
I need to get you drunk.
I need to get you drunk.
So that way you won't know I'm on Viagra.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Did it at least have the desired effect in the long run?
Yeah, the blood rushed to all the right places, including my face as well. But, yeah, it was fantastic.
Excellent.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you got high at the wrong time?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it.
I had a sciatica, and the meds that the doctors were giving me, they weren't working for me, so I was like, oh, my little brother's a pothead. Maybe he'll bring me something. And my mom caught us. It looked bad because I was the older brother. He's like 6 years younger than me. So at the time, he was a minor, which was even worse.
And then mom figured out that you were high?
No, she walked in on him lighting my blunt for me.
And she did not approve.
Oh, no. She beat the shit out of both of us.
They'll do that.
Yeah.
Thank right you for calling.
But did it help with the sciatica?
Oh, actually, no. It spazzed my back out.
Oh, no, really?
No.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Kids, stay off the weed, man. That's the message here that I'm used to saying a lot.
Yeah, you say that all the time.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, sir. So seventh grade, I got super baked before class, went to class, and when I got to class, the teacher said, hey, boys and girls, remember those stories that you wrote about your relationship with handicapped people? And we're like, okay. And they're like, well, Channel 7 News is coming in to take your pictures and interview you.
Oh, no.
And I had lied about the story because I didn't know what to say, so I made up a fake story. And I thought they were going to put me in jail. I started getting sweaty and paranoid.
That's not good.
That is awesome. Did they talk to you? Did they put a camera in your face?
They basically came in and took our pictures, and it's actually in the newspaper. It's, you know, obviously I'm 54, so it's a long time ago. But I thought for sure I was going to jail.
Sure. And when you look at it, can you say, man, I don't, that's not like most of my pictures. That's pretty big.
I look pretty, you know what? I didn't look as scared and stoned as I was.
Ah, wow. Well,
well that's good.
Well done.
That's positive.
Wow. We decided to be really creative and just do, like, you know, weed songs, man, for 420, man.
Songs about marijuana.
And I think we're going to kind of dig pretty deep for this. I mean, this first one will show you that.
I'll bet.
818-955-KLOS or hit us on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sligo.
Oh, we still doing this?
Oh, are we still on?
God, that song was really long.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on KLOS. We're doing Give Me Five Weed Songs. You have one?
Well, yes. Have you played Sweet Leaf yet?
Sweet Leaf. You know, I've got it sitting right here. I was going to push play on Mr. Osborne himself. Do you see the picture that he posts every year? That giant, giant handfuls of marijuana. It's a great picture.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Yes.
He tweeted it again today. Who are you? Yeah, he does. I love him. Who are you?
I'm Allison.
Allison, good request. And here he is now. We got a call for that. And also Orion suggested Sweet Leaf. You can tweet us suggestions anytime we're doing these Gimme Five. And we heard from Madeline Parr for this one. Gonna roll another J, man.
And we will do it.
Yeah, where do you find this, man?
Thank you.
So many great requests, man.
Yep,
so many. Yeah, thanks very much to Gunnet 11 for coming up. A Queens of the Stone Age feel good hit of the summer. What a great title that is. That is hilarious. There's one more. You know, we did give me five, but there's one more. It's a classic. We have to play it.
All right.
We have to play these exciting commercial messages. Yeah. I'll play it right after these, but what else we got coming
up? We also
up?
Have LA Kings tickets. They are in the playoffs. It's game three tomorrow night against the Edmonton Oilers, and we're going to give those tickets away as well.
And that'll be in moments. All right, one more 420 song. It's a classic.
We're not very good at keeping these to five.
No, man.
That's all right.
We get a lot of requests for this when we're doing the All Request Fest, and it just seemed absolutely appropriate. Enjoy. You know, with Cheech and Chong there for a minute, it started sounding like the 5 o'clock funnies again, man.
Yes, it did.
We got to make that happen eventually, seriously.
A gracious good afternoon. Oh. This is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How may I help you?
All right, so what do we got right now? What
we
do you have?
We have two tickets to game three of the Stanley Cup playoffs as the LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers. It is tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Call right now. Be caller 13. And we'll do some hockey slang for you to win tickets for tomorrow night. Good luck.
Good luck. 818-955-KLOS. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you? How you doing?
Good. You called them for the LA Kings tickets?
I sure am. Oh. I haven't seen a Kings game since they were at the Forum.
Wow.
The Great Western Forum.
Yeah. Great Western Forum.
Well, like, you can see game three tomorrow night if you tell me what it means that the goalie is standing on his head.
What is that slang for?
Molly for. Oh, my gosh. I almost said for F's sake, I didn't.
Thank you for editing.
He's standing on his head.
Yes. The announcers will say that occasionally.
The goalie's standing on his head.
Yes.
Yeah, just like that, yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Jeez. I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Damn.
I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, dude. Sorry. Wow. I love it. Thanks for calling. Sorry, man. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Steph.
Steph, do you call in for the LA Kings tickets?
I sure am.
And do you know hockey slang?
More or less.
All right. What does it mean when the announcer says the goalie is standing on his head?
Oh, is that when, oh, my God.
The goalie is standing on his head.
Is it when he's making unbelievable saves?
It is.
Check you out.
He's making unbelievable saves and keeping his team in it.
Check you out.
Well done.
You're going tomorrow, the playoffs.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You got two tickets to game three of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The LA Kings take on the Edmonton Oilers. It's tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/playoffs. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. There's a middle school in Washington that had a school assembly that included licking whipped cream off a glass panel opposite the kid.
You know, I thought I hated school. I would have really, 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 really hated that.
Some parents had a little problem with that. Sluggo tried his hand at one American dollar and got 4 out of 4, his top four guesses, his first four guesses, about weed movies.
Imagine that. That's kind of weird. That's 2 in a row I've won.
You're on a roll.
I got $2. $2!
And we took calls about being high at the wrong time, and a guy called in, said he partied all Saturday night, then woke up and smoked out on Sunday just before his nephew's baptism.
And he was freaking out. He's like, you're going to drown that kid, man. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
$9,400. That's the spell.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Keeps going up $200 every time. $9,400 right now.
Plus, tickets to 3-day massive power trip concert. That's coming up. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, to play the KLOS name game.
Win if you don't play. Oh, that's it's already taken. Damn it. Sorry.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, you are caller 13.
I am caller 13.
Yes, sir.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game.
Wow.
You could win $9,400 and tickets to the 3-day Power Trip concert.
I would love that.
All right. Well, the last couple of guesses were 100.
Wait, the question.
Yeah.
We're looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
Did you know what we were looking for?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
well,
good.
I
okay.
think I do.
Well, the last couple of guesses were 101 Dalmatians and Art of Racing in the Rain. What the hell is that?
Jennifer
came up with a movie called Art of Racing in the Rain, a dog movie with two or more words in the title. That's what she had for us. What do you have for us?
I have Santa Paws.
Santa Claus.
Did you say Santa Paws?
Not Claus, Paws.
Oh.
Santa P-A, yeah.
No on that and no on the movie. It's a wrong answer, and also the movie has to suck.
Dang it.
Is one of your favorite films ever, sir?
No, but it was just one that I come
right
up with.
Well, now you really hate it, huh?
No, I really hate it. Yes, I do.
Right on, man. Well, good luck next time. It's going to be worth $9,600. That'll be sometime between 4 and 5. See?
$1,600.
Wow.
And tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip concert.
Come on.
Call right now. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck, be caller 13.
We are going to give away some money. You better win some money.
The name game.
Money.
$9,600. KLOS, who is this?
This is Philip.
Philip, you're caller 13.
Get the crap out of here.
Okay, we'll see you later. Bye.
Well done.
Yeah.
You could win $9,600 and tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip concert. We are looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
And the last couple of guesses, Philip, were Santa Paws and 101 Dalmatians. But those were incorrect, so for that nice chunk of change and tickets to all 3 days out there at the Power Trip, what do you think it is?
I'm going to have to say, if no one guessed it, I haven't heard everyone but Old Yeller.
There's a dog died at the end of that movie.
Yeah, it's sad.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, man.
Oh, I just died right down. Hey, no worries. You guys have a good day. Thank you, man.
You too, man. Take care. So $9,800, sometime between
5 and 6.
Volbeat is who that is.
Is what this is.
What is that thing, though? They're right there, that thing. Ooh.
We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get a shot at $9,800 and tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip.
Good luck. Somebody's got to get this. This has got to happen. Sometimes
to win $9,800. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Emily, you're caller 13.
Oh, cool.
The dog that stars in the movie that we're looking for really wants you to win. So good luck, Emily.
You could win $9,800 and tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip. We're looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
And Emily, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were from Philip. He said Old Yeller. And Mark, who said Santa Paws. And we forgave him for that, even though it was wrong. But what do you think, Emily?
A Boy and His Dog.
Man, that's a great movie. I love that movie. I was hoping that
why
sorry,
would you,
it's wrong.
Why
know,
would you get all excited like that and lead
I'm
her astray?
Sorry, Emily. That's a great movie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you said A Boy and His Dog. Check you out. Post-apocalyptic Phoenix, Arizona. It's crazy.
You get nothing for it, considering his hype.
Well,
I don't know what's happening.
You get my excitement, Emily. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Thank you for calling.
I just can't believe I was able to get in.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's really hard. But welcome to it. Sorry. Next time will be on next week. But it'll be
10 grand.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
I can go watch A Boy and His Dog. Apple Music, the label, not the company with the iPod, ran advertisements looking for new unsigned artists on this day in rock in 1968 for that new label. They heard from Badfinger, James Taylor, Mary Hopkin. Aerosmith released their Get a Grip album on this day in rock in 1993. Their 11th studio album ended up being their best-selling album to date.